India Form 141 TDS compliance has become the top priority for multinational finance departments today, April 12, 2026, as they wrap up the first major data migration weekend of the new fiscal year. Introduced under the Landmark Income Tax Act 2025, this unified Chalan Kum statement officially replaces the fragmented 26 series forms, creating a streamlined digital portal for property, rent, and high-value professional service withholdings. The transition to India Form 141 TDS marks a significant shift toward transaction-centric reporting, designed to eliminate the compliance sprawl that previously plagued large-scale commercial real estate and rental agreements. One form, multiple owners. The efficiency gains. The most critical feature of the India Form 141 TDS is its ability to handle multiple co-owners and co-tenants within a single filing. Previously, companies were forced to file individual forms for every landlord or seller involved in a transaction, a process that was both time-consuming and prone to clerical errors. What changes with India Form 141 TDS? Unified reporting. A single India Form 141 TDS can now include multiple resident landlords or sellers. Proportional credits. Deductors can now specify the exact percentage of income attributable to each co-owner in one submission, ensuring that tax credits flow accurately into the annual information statement, ICE, of each recipient. Schedule integration. The form consolidates old requirements, 26QB, 26QC, etc., into specialized schedules for rent, property transfers, and virtual digital assets. Administrative deadlines and penalties for MNCs. Mastering the India Form 141 TDS is not just an efficiency play, it's a risk management necessity. Under the new rules of 2026, these filings must be submitted within 30 days from the end of the month in which the tax was deducted. Expert compliance tip. Failure to accurately migrate to India Form 141 TDS by the end of this month could trigger automatic interest penalties of 1.5% per month under the revised Section 393 framework. Verification of PAN status for all co-owners is essential before the final click. As the Income Tax Department pushes for 100% digital transparency, the India Form 141 TDS serves as the primary data bridge between corporate expenditures and individual tax credits.